You're hearing that the residents of Michigan are effective immediately able to make returns of bottles, as the State Department of Treasury outlined yesterday. Now, there's still some restrictions that some stores could still put in place. You heard Dave talking about in the news with limiting the number of containers, maybe limiting the hours, occasionally even closing the whole area down to clean and things like that.
And that's important, those protocols.
So keep that in mind. But it's all open now everywhere. Okay. So my next question is, all right, that's fine. And I missed this completely, but experienced it firsthand. When did the guidelines also include that the fitting rooms at stores were closed?
Oh, really?
When you want to try on something to see if it fits before you buy it. And the signs posted, and I've been looking because the sign officially said because of CDC guidelines, fitting rooms are closed. I must have missed that. In fact, and I thought this was even more hilarious, not that I was going to purchase a pair of shoes, at least at this establishment anyway, in the shoe section, there's a sign up that says, due to CDC guidelines, you are unable to try on shoes at this time.
You can't try them on.
Who's
how's that
buy your
different
shoes?
Than taking them home and trying them on and bringing
and
them back?
Exactly. Which is, as I engage conversation, find out exactly what you do. Well, yeah, you take it, and if you don't happy, you can just bring it back. Well, I'd like to find out here,
right.
Do I have to make the return?
Right. So you have to make a second trip into that environment.
Of course, this was at a store, which a lot of them are, where you self-serve yourself with shoes.
And most stores. You can't find anybody to wait on you anywhere you go these days.
I've found several people who were doing just that. Despite the signage that was there, I found several people that were actually probably doing the same thing I was, like, really? And now the signs did specifically say in this one, and in fact, I've got a picture posted. Thank you, Pat Johnston, for helping me post the sign that says,
no problem.
Due to CDC guidelines. Now, I've looked up, and someone, you are smarter than me, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell me, but if I'm reading correctly, CDC guidelines don't specifically say, and I don't think the governor ever had an executive order that said, fitting rooms are closed. It, as I understand it, is a store option.
It's probably a store decision. They don't want to have to monitor whether or not someone's gone in there and then have to clean after each person for protocol or whatever.
Yeah,
so they just shut the things down.
Yeah.
To which I thought to myself, hopefully they're periodically cleaning them anyway after people are trying on clothing in there. Perhaps not to the point of where they're doing the wipe down. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I've certainly been in some rooms where you question that. And it's like, I'll just step carefully over here while I... But what really pointed this out was I was out with Charlie. As much as I hate shopping for myself, I hate shopping for others.
Other people.
Yeah, it's like, but because the boy has grown in the last half year about 5 inches, the pants were a little short.
High waters, huh?
Grab these. Here, go. Just go and goes to the room and says it can't go in there. Well, why not? It's occupied. No, the sign says they're closed.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Of course, he tells me that, but I'm like, no.
How do you close the fitting room? Yeah.
Son of a gun. And I actually found that at a number of establishments, but that I did find later doing some other things that I had to do that other places had them open.
Right.
As well as allowed you to try on shoes, too.
Right. So it's a recommendation then by the CDC, but it's up to the stores if they want to do it or not.
If I'm understanding it correctly.
Okay.
So it's the individual store, but it's not. But the store is using the CDC guidelines, which I guess you could say it is. I guess it's not totally untrue. It's just. But I wasn't expecting that. I got to tell you. I mean, I'm wearing the mask and doing that in front of all the other protocols, but it's like, really?
Right.
Because you want me to purchase this, but if I can't try it on, especially, even in shoes, I mean, different brands. You could be a different shoe size depending on the brand you're buying.
I understand the frustration. I mean, just look at jeans, for instance.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Right? I mean,
They
always are different. You have to try like five, six different pair on to make sure.
Because they tailor them differently, the different styles,
You might have the same size, but you got the regular fit, the student fit, the straight leg, the comfort fit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Trim fit.
Just like
we don't wear any of those. Of
just
course.
Want a pair of jeans. That's all I want.
You might.
Anyway, I just thought it was funny. It was like, But the shoes one really struck me. That's why I posted that sign.
What happens when he needs new skates for hockey?
Well, I can tell you right now because I've had to visit the store where we purchase the skates, and people are trying those on. There's no protocols there.
All right. Okay.
Not buying a pair of skates unless you try them on.
I was going to say, yeah.
Especially since skate sizes are, let's see, they're two sizes smaller than your shoe size.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you like to wear a size 10, you're probably in a size 8 skate.
Oh. Yeah.
About that. Or smaller.
Hmm.
I sport an impressive 7.5 size pair of
skates.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So I can't even, my feet aren't growing anymore. But I'm thinking to myself, wow, now, for example, Charlie, I can't even wear his old skates anymore because they're just too big.
Right.
You have to have a nice, firm-fitting skate. But, but you can try those on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good. You don't want to take skates home and then bring them back.
And as I witnessed also at the hockey place, there's no protocol trying things on.
You know,
people are putting the gloves on, putting on the chest pads and things like that, trying them right there.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
But again.
Well, I mean, the hope, gentlemen, is that a year from now, this will be all a distant memory, right?
We sure hope so.
And we can... further chuckle at such signs and say, but remember where you're going, we couldn't do this.
That's right.
Well.
If those businesses are still in business at that point.
Well, yeah. I'm trusting the ones I was visiting would still be in business. I mean, they seem to be doing well. And I must say that we did go home, tried what we had to try on, had to return one thing. Right. And, I was like, okay, it was inconvenient to but it's not like I was going out of my way. It's a store we frequently visit, so it's not a big deal. But, what if I made a special trip or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
People coming from out of town where, the visit to the big city is let's go to the store. at least you can return your bottles.
You can do that.
You might find some restrictions, but you can do that. And, again, if you're going to buy apparel, just be prepared. Because I wasn't.